Y'all to neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ramifications from the elections after this.
Hey, check out my new cow dog. Come here, boy.
That's your cow dog?
Yep.
But that's a chihuahua. And what's he wearing? A sweater?
This cow dog gets chilly.
Oh, yes, he does.
Chilly, eh? Well, have you worked him yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure he'll be fine. Right now, he just likes to nap. And yap. Easy, boy.
Some things just don't work like the real thing. And when it comes to parasite control, that couldn't ring more true. Ivomec brand products work. No ifs, ands, or buts. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ivomec brand products control parasites and can help increase herd performance and improve profitability. And there's never been a better time to use them. You can help get cows back into condition before hard weather hits. So get the big dog and put it to the test. Visit IvomecRebate.com to receive a limited time only $30 rebate coupon on the purchase of every 5-liter pour on or 1,000 milliliter injection.
Folks in agriculture that don't particularly like the aggressive legislative and regulatory push by the Obama administration and the Democratic majority cheering last night as the elections show the Republicans will take control of the U.S. House come January. However, that comes with some pain as some friends will be gone from Congress in 2011. Colin Woodall is lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He talked with colleague Stuart Doan last night.
You know, as we look at these results, we've got some mixed feelings, to be honest with you, because we're going to lose a lot of friends, especially friends on the Democratic side of the aisle. Folks like Blanche Lincoln in Arkansas and Alan Boyd in Florida, these are people who have been mighty strong supporters of the U.S. cattle industry, and to see them not returning is a big hit to everything that we're trying to do here to protect our membership. At the same time, we look at these Republican wins and what it's going to do to change power in the House of Representatives. We've had a great relationship with Chairman Pearson and his staff at the House Agriculture Committee. But I think what we do know is that Mr. Lucas, potentially coming in here as chairman, is going to do a lot more on the oversight side of this administration. And that's one thing that we really are looking forward to. We're encouraged about bringing a lot of these administrators and department heads up to Capitol Hill and asking them about a lot of the things that they're doing that really is working against the cattle industry. So the thought of being able to really address the oversight question is exciting to us.
Colin Woodall and others in the cattle industry watching closely a lot of races across the country. He says most of those who signed the so-called GIPSA marketing rule letter that called for an economic analysis on the rule by USDA, they're still going to be around to keep asking for that analysis.
Yeah, absolutely. We've watched that pretty closely. We were very interested to see how that was going to line out. There have been a few surprises. Some of the folks that helped us on that letter are out, but for the most part, it looks like the people who were supporting the cattle industry on that particular letter, the majority of them are going to be coming back. So that's always good. You know, we talked about the fact that there's going to be a few of our longtime friends that aren't, but seeing that many people who understand what we're up against on things like this GIPSA rule, having them back in Congress is going to be beneficial because regardless of what happens with the change in the House, the Senate, or both, we know that we're still going to have a lot of challenges with the administration, especially EPA and USDA, mainly on this GIPSA rule. And to have some folks in Congress to kind of understand what we're already up against, it'll help us.
Colin Woodall of NCBA, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Friday, November the 5th, don't miss the 12th annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Fall Cattle Drive Replacement Female Sale at OKC West Stockyards, El Reno, Oklahoma. Selling over 600 head, including 278 spring calving bred heifers, Angus, Baldy, Maine Anjou, and Red Angus, 200 fall calving heifers, 50 spring calving cows, and 55 fall calving Angus and commercial pairs. For more information, contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association at 405-235-4391 or go to okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.